Welcome back to another episode of Tips and Tricks with your favorite destination coach, Danielle Shelton. Today, I am proud to present Miss Tania Stewart. How are you doing, Tania?
I'm good.
It's Tania. Oh, Tania, I'm so sorry. You don't know, I've been calling you Tania for like, I don't know how long now.
Oh, I didn't even realize it. I
would have. At the gym, I called you Tania. That's so sad. I'm sorry, y'all. Tania Stewart.
It's okay. It's okay. You're not the first and you won't be the last. Trust me.
All right. So
thank you.
Tell us what it is that you do, Ms. Stewart.
So I have a multitude, but my main thing is what pays the bills right now is I am a real estate investor as well as a realtor. And my passion that I will definitely turn into my passion and purpose eventually would turn into my full time is I'm a certified health coach.
Okay. And what is a certified health coach? Like what does that entail?
So basically, health coaches, their job is to really teach you how to live a healthy life, to guide you in direction, which is to incorporate such things as eating correctly, sleeping, how important that is, drinking water, making sure you're taking supplements that can help you live a healthy life. So our job is to really just show you these are the health benefits. To be that coach to help you, to guide you to that. A lot of people just don't know, right? They honestly do not know about just eating right, reading labels, for example, drinking water, making sure you're sleeping. Like people love to say, oh, I don't sleep. I only sleep 2 hours a day. It's not good. It's not good that you're not sleeping because all of that helps you in your everyday. It helps to reset your brain. If working out, it helps your muscles grow. So that's really our job, is to guide you and just be that support system to help you on your health journey.
Look, my face changed when you said sleep, because that's a work. I'm a work in progress with the sleep. I'm a work in progress. Okay. I get about five-ish hours. I'm working on the other hour. Sometimes it's a little less, but I'm getting better about the sleep one.
Yeah, I'm full transparency, and I try to be as transparent as I can. Like on my page, I have mentioned times that, you know, this is 3 hours of sleep. This is, you know, this is me sleeping 4 hours, but I don't make it a habit. You know, there's sometimes, because I'm an entrepreneur at the end of the day, there's some things I'm working on, a proposal, or I'm researching properties, or I'm negotiating a contract. I'm working late at night to do it, but I really try to just get that time to reset. Your brain really needs it.
Okay, so what is it that you can do? And I really want to center the focus around Black women in particular, especially because we don't go and get help the way that we need to. We are not going to our doctors regularly. And for some of us, myself included, when we go to the doctor and the doctor gives us a regimen, we're not listening. We're still doing whatever. What can we do to incorporate? Like, what's something that we can incorporate in our everyday life that can help us on our health journey?
Things that you can incorporate every day would definitely, what has helped me was create what I call a morning routine, right? I just don't get out of bed. Like I literally get out of bed, whatever time that I need to be somewhere, like I need to leave the house, I get up an hour before that time. So for me, sometimes it's 3:50 a.m., sometimes it's 4:50 a.m. because I leave the house at 5:50 a.m. to get to the gym by 6. That morning routine really helped me to jumpstart my day. I started it about 2 years ago. And what that routine means is I pray. I meditate. I take time to do that. I write in my journal. I read. I make sure, well, exercise is included in there, but I do go to the gym. So I don't put that in my time, that hour. Okay. But all of that is part of, and it's a whole vibe. I got candles burning. You know, I got a picture of my dad who recently passed. You know, I talked to him. Like, it's a whole vibe in my room. Like, I have, mist in the air of eucalyptus, like it's everything. But by the time I get to the gym, I'm up. So creating that time for yourself, right? A lot of people, especially women of color, moms, they don't, their day starts when their kids wake up. You know, yes. They never take that time. Like that's your time. That's your time to just start your day so that you can tackle the rest of the day. So I highly recommend that you do a morning routine, whatever that is for you. For me, it's an hour. For you, it could be minutes. And listen, I'm not meditating for 20 minutes. I'm meditating right. for 5 minutes. You know, I'm praying for 5 minutes. My journal time is 10 minutes. My reading is 10 minutes. It's not like I'm taking 20 minutes. So just creating that time for yourself, for you mm-hmm. to think. The house is quiet at that time. Yes. Outside is quiet. Cars are not even driving in the streets, really. So it's for you to kind of just start your day and whatever that is, whatever you're going to tackle for the day. And think about what you have to do, that to-do list. You need to, this is your time. This is your time for yourself.
Yes.
So I recommend just doing a morning, some kind of morning routine to take care of yourself.
I love the morning routine. I definitely have a routine, especially those of us that go to the gym like 5 a.m., 6 a.m. I think you have to have some sort of a routine in the morning.
Right.
One of the things that I want to learn to incorporate is the meditation in the morning, because I don't do that. I get up and I get out of the bed. While I'm getting myself together, I take time to read my Bible. You know, the little Bible app. I do take time to yep. read my Bible verse and, you know, get some good stuff in and maybe get, you know, a prayer in. But I do want to spend more time just thinking about nothing, because I think as entrepreneurs and as wives and some of us as mothers, you wake up with stuff like this.
Yes.
It's always going, and you go to sleep with stuff like this. And you're like, oh, yeah, what do I have yeah. to do? What do I have to do? What do I have to do? And I find myself sometimes having anxiety. And the gym actually brings my anxiety down, but I want to not have it before I go.
Right.
Right. So I'm going to try to incorporate Absolutely. Some time to not jump out of bed immediately, but to just take a moment to just meditate and not be thinking about what I have to do in the day, but just mm-hmm. kind of focus on other things so that I'm not so inundated with these feelings of what do I have to get done?
Right. Because like you and me as well, as soon as we leave the gym, that's when the day starts. Your day starts. You're running out. Sometimes, you know, gym is ending at 5 after. So you're really running out and you're just running to your car and it's like, okay, I got to get home. You know, whatever that is for you, whatever that is, I got to shower. I got to change. I got to get the kids up. I got to make breakfast. I got to make lunch. I got to do like all of that starts yeah. the day. So, you know, having that time to yourself has made such an impact in my life. Like in the past 2 years, like I said, I've been doing it for 2 years and it's crazy because, you know, we all say we want to read our Bible and we want to, you know, we want to write in the journal. You never have time to do it. You never mm-hmm. really have the time to do it. And I love that I can go to my journal and see what I wrote 2 years ago. You know, yeah. it's just, you know, it's amazing. See like, oh, wow, look at me. Look at the things I was talking about in my journal. And listen, my journal writing, guys, sometimes it's just grateful. I'm grateful for my soft pillow. I'm mm-hmm. grateful for my mother. I'm grateful that she, you know, that she's still alive. I'm grateful for my sister. It's not a type of, oh my God, what am I grateful for? Grateful for your hands, grateful for your fingers. It's like whatever comes to mind. So you don't have to like really, you're not writing a novel. You're just, right. you're just writing what's in your head at the time, just putting it out. You know, some days I write about the day before, or some days I just go in with I'm grateful and what I'm grateful for.
I love you that. I think one of the major takeaways that we can really take away from this conversation is you don't have to meditate for 20 minutes, for 30 minutes. You don't have to. You can get in 2, 3, 4, 5 minute meditation. You don't have to write a novel. You're not working on a dissertation if you choose to write a journal. You're just getting thoughts, you know, out. And I think sometimes we, especially those of us that are perfectionists, we feel like there's a way to do it. But there is no, no right or wrong way to dedicate morning time just for your overall self-care.
Absolutely. That is 100%. That's 100%. And this 2 years ago when I first started, I'm like you, where I what you just said, I thought there was a way. I was literally how to write in a journal. I was literally group with like how to be grateful. Like it was because I'm a perfectionist like you. So it's kind of like, okay, like how do I do this right? And I remember just one day it just hitting me like, Tanya, it's not that serious. It really isn't. You just, you know, whatever's in your mind, just write it down. If you're grateful that your pillow was soft last night, because listen, there's some people that don't have that, you know?
Right.
So these are things that you should be grateful for. The roof over your head, the clothes on your back, you know, some people don't have it. So, you know, just be grateful for that. So yeah, I totally 120% agree with what you said. There's no way, right or wrong way to do it. And, you know, you don't have to be like me and Google how to write in a journal. It's not that serious.
Yes, they take the pressure off yourself. All right. So as we close out on our health and wellness with Tanya Stewart, do you have any last words? Because one of the things that I really want to drive home with this health and wellness segment is there are just little things. Look, guys, we're not looking for you to wake up, run 4 miles, journal 5 pages, you know, eat broccoli all day. That's not what we're saying do. We're saying make little changes, small things that are sustainable over time so that it becomes a habit for you to care for yourself.
Absolutely, absolutely. You want to take that time. And one health tip that I can give from being a health coach is that I would love to share with your audience is real quick, you know, read when you're purchasing items and you're at the grocery store, you want to make sure you read labels. You want to read your labels. If there's something in the back of that label that you don't know, you can't pronunciate, more than likely you shouldn't be eating it, you know? And that also has been one thing that I drive home with my health coach clients is read your labels, know what you're putting into your body. Your gut, your stomach is like a second brain. It has so many just arteries and all kinds of veins running through it. And if it's upset, because you're putting stuff in it that is having trouble digesting, it's gonna affect you. So one health tip I would love to share is just read your label, be aware of what you're putting into your body. You know, just think when you're shopping as close to the ground as possible. Things that are as close to the ground as possible is what's healthy. You know, just take it back to the old school where you know, people were eating fruits and vegetables and all kinds of stuff and it wasn't being manufactured in a warehouse. Right. So that's what I wanted to share is definitely read labels when you're out shopping. Just be aware on what you're putting into your body.
I love that. So be aware of what you're putting into your body and then take care of your body. Spend time on you. It's super important. Now, is there a website that you have that you can share with people or email address? How can people get in touch with you if they want to talk to you personally one-on-one?
Absolutely. So I don't have the website, but I am on social media heavy. So you could reach me on my handle at official T Wellness. That's on Instagram. DM me and we can definitely chat, find out what your needs are, set up some time. If you 15, 30 minutes just to talk, you can tell me what your challenges are and I can just help you guide you in the right direction on just some tips and tricks and what you need to do to help you live a healthier life.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming on Tips and Tricks. This has been another episode of Tips and Tricks Health and Wellness with Danielle Shelton and Tanya Stewart. See you guys later.